With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Thailand and Cambodia have signed an expanded ceasefire agreement this morning during a ceremony in Malaysia attended by President Trump. The president there praised the leaders of the two nations.
I just have to say it for a last time. These are incredible men. The way they came together, the way they worked so hard, and we worked long hours. It was not long days because the days were few in number, but the hours were very long and very intense. There was a lot of intensity going on because there was a lot of shooting happening while we were talking. That brings it to a new level.
This agreement follows Mr. Trump's threats of economic pressure, which helped stop the skirmishes along the disputed Cambodian-Thai border earlier this year. The president is currently overseeing a significant renovation of the East Wing of the White House, which includes the construction of a new ballroom. Historian Victor David Hansen.
A lot of presidents and people have said this is unfortunate that when there are state dinners, they don't have adequate facilities. It's been something that's come up a lot. So Trump's a builder. He's using private funds. And I looked at the drawings. It seems to be in character with the architecture and style of the White House.
The primary reason for the renovation is to create a larger entertaining space. The current one can only hold 200 people. Left-wing independent Catherine Connolly, who secured the backing of Ireland's left-leaning parties, including Sinn Féin, has won the country's presidential election in a landslide. The president is largely a ceremonial role. Every October, there's a week when Europe and the U.S. are out of sync with daylight saving time. Most countries don't observe it. Europe and the North American countries do, but they change the clock on different dates. The U.K. and Europe goes back the last Sunday in October. In the U.S. and Canada, it's the first Sunday in November. This is SRN News. In Kern County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping people get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing vehicles, or covering rent, amongst other things. It got an additional $560,000 from the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. Church spokeswoman Bailey Havis says, quote, "These are our people. We want to get them back to full recovery, which is many years down the road, but physical recovery as soon as possible." The organizers of the Jewish International Film Festival say they have been forced to postpone the event because cinemas in Malmo, Sweden will not screen the films, with some citing safety and security concerns. Anti-Semitism is surging around the world, triggered by the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel that took the lives of more than 1,000 people. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder on the death of actor June Lockhart at the age of 100.
TV's much-loved mom, June Lockhart, has died at age 100. A family spokesman says Lockhart died Thursday of natural causes at her home in Santa Monica, California. Lockhart played the roles of warm, compassionate mothers. She played Ruth Martin on the TV series Lassie from 1958 to 1964.
Are you trying to tell me that Lassie refuses to eat food taken out of my new refrigerator?
And from 1965 to 1968, Maureen Robinson on Lost in Space. I'm Donna Warder.
Today is Sunday, October the 26th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including TV host Pat Sajak. He is 79 years old. Politician, diplomat, and former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton is 78 today. And actor Cary Elwes, remember The Princess Bride? Well, he's 63. This is SRN News.